Hopefully you got over the hump day. I did. This is now another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and foes, thanks for tuning in. Yes, give you some sports news that maybe, or yes, you could get enough of here. A lot of football news, so I want to get that out of my system. The Lions, they re-signed Alex and Zulon, safety Jalen Elliott, linebacker Shane Dion Hamilton, and safety C.J. Moore. The Lions also announced that they have signed unrestricted free agent linebacker Chris Boyd. Boyd joins the Lions after four seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, where he appeared in 63 games, two starts, a record 59 tackles, 31 solo, 2.5 sacks, and one pass defense, two forced fumbles, 35 special team tackles. Maybe they have a fine. Lions also announced that they have signed unrestricted free agents cornerback Mike Hughes. Now, the contract terms were not disclosed. Hughes appeared in 17 games, five starts with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2021, totaling 45 tackles, 38 solo, one interception, one pass defense, four forced fumbles, one fumble return for a touchdown. I give you the Detroit Lions, who are trying to fix their team so they can be competitive, and hopefully they will. Detroit Lions also announced that they have online applications for a touchdown in your town, presented by Kroger's benefiting. Michigan's high school football programs are now open in participation with Kroger's, Ryder, and the United Dairy Industry of Michigan. The Lions will provide support to schools in need with equipment, technology, apparel, or grant funding. Local high school football programs can apply today at www.DetroitLions.com/touchdown. Of course, the biggest trade of the day and the biggest scare of them all, it just happens every day, boys and girls. You just can't get enough of it. The big deal of the day was the Kansas City Chiefs star wideout Tyreek Hill, who was sent to the Miami Dolphins for five draft picks on Wednesday. The Dolphins shipped Kansas City three draft picks this year, one in each of the first, second, and fourth round, along with the fourth and sixth round next year. Miami will now sign Hill to a four-year, $120 million extension with $72 million guaranteed. That is the league source, confirmed by Yahoo Sports, of course, there. Just want to give them attribution because they the one got all these numbers. And I know every team said, it's none of your business what we signed him for. They'll never tell. But someone leaked something to Yahoo Sports. Yes, indeed. According to Andrew Merchant of the New York Post, legendary play-by-play broadcaster, Al Michaels has taken his talents to Amazon Prime Video. Well, he'll be calling the Thursday Night Football broadcasters. He is getting a lot of money to do it. Martin reported that Michaels is getting a contract in the range of Bucks' new contract with ESPN, which is reportedly about $75 million over 5 years. Michaels is getting a three-year contract, but the exact dollar amount isn't known. That's my take on this bad boy. Hell, nobody told me anything. Michaels has previously done play-by-play for NBC Sunday Night Football, along with the Monday Night Football when it was on ABC, along with former broadcaster Chris Collinsworth, called his record-tying 11th Super Bowl in February. However, Michael's contract with NBC had ran out, and he was free to sign anywhere. It appears that he settled on Amazon's Prime Video, which begins its exclusive Thursday Night Football broadcasts next season. This upcoming season. Can you dig it, boys and girls? Joe Buck is gone. He's moved on. Aikman's moved on. Al Michaels has moved on. Who else is in the fold as far as broadcasting is concerned? It's going to be flip-flopped around. We'll find out. We'll soon see. Now, there is basketball in the state of Michigan, boys and girls. Let's give you the update on what's going to happen at Breslin Center for the semifinals starting tomorrow, Thursday. The first one's at 12 o'clock. It'll be East Lansing against At Breslin Center, East Lansing. Menomonee, it's his 22-3, will be against Ecorse, 9-12 in the semifinals. Yes, I said that, boys and girls. I'll be rooting for Ecorse, of course. Semifinals is going to be at Breslin for the second game at 2 p.m. Schoolcraft, 23-2 against Flint Beecher, 22-2. Those, by the way, the games I just gave you, those first two, were Division III. Now, the Division IV semifinals is going to happen starting at 5:30 tomorrow at Breslin. Ewing Trout Creek against Lake Leelanau St. Mary's. 5:30 tomorrow. And that's a Division IV game, of course. And the second game in Division IV will have Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, who is 19-6, against Genesee Christian, 21-4. Now we get to Friday at Breslin Center at 12 o'clock. Warren D. LaSalle Collegian against Grand Rapids Northville. Second game at 2 o'clock, we'll have Grand Blanche, 20-5, against Bellevue. That's at 2 o'clock. That's the game I'll be looking at, or looking forward to, finding out what jump off in that. That's a Division I, those two games I just gave you. Division II in the evening time at 5:30 at East Lansing, Breslin Center, will give you Grand Rapids Catholic Central against Ferndale. And at 7:30, same place, Williamson, 25-0 against Freeland, 25-0. That's in Division II. Isn't it fun? Basketball, and then, of course, the winners of these particular two or four games, eight games, I should say. Well, go on and do their thing all day Saturday, starting at 10:30 in the morning. So look around, boys and girls. Look around. The Detroit Pistons are beating the Atlanta Hawks pitifully, 84-55. That is in the third quarter with about 4 minutes remaining. I don't believe it. The Pistons are whipping the Hawks. Hawks are not good this year. They were expected to have better. What can you say? Pistons are beating the slop out the Hawks. And Detroit Red Wings last night, they beat up on the Philadelphia Flyers 6-3. It's about time the Red Wings win something. Big time. And they're going to have to show something because I don't think they're going to no playoffs or anything else this year. University of Michigan tomorrow against Villanova. I do believe that game is at 7:15 in San Antonio. Be there, be square. People will be looking in on that game tomorrow with your favorite beverages and your food and your snacks and stuff. Speaking of snacks and stuff, I was just watching the AEW just a few minutes ago, and they got a free-for-all going on that particular show. Don't want to talk about it right now because it's a live show, and we're not able to broadcast that. However, I'll tell you, the WWE went one step further. They're going to have WrestleMania for two nights in theaters. Now, there's three theaters in the state of Michigan right now, in Southeast Michigan, they're going to have it around. And I'm quite sure that's going to grow. But if you really want to know, go to WWF's or WWE's website. Pop up WrestleMania for theaters. Put in your zip code. And, I mean, like, if you don't have Peacock, like I do, which you'll get it for free, of course, you can watch WrestleMania and watch all the goody stuff there. Tigers tied the Pirates today. Of course, it won't mean nothing until next week when they get to the real nitty-gritty of separating the men from the boys. So those rosters will be going out pretty quick. So give them another week, boys and girls. Another week. And with that saying, this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports is done for the evening now on Over the Hump Wednesday. Hopefully you got over the hump, boys and girls, and had a pretty good doggone day. It is raining like cats and dogs here in southeastern Michigan, and going to plan on being raining on Thursday and Friday, and maybe a little bit of snow coming back in the area. Who knows? Stay safe. And if you think you're not safe, wear your mask anyway. Do what's right. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, of course, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpleButtoo.podomatic.com. Straight to the page. You can also get this show on the gamesportshow.podbean.com and listen to the selection of shows on that particular. ESPN, Drive Blacksburn, the Gamesport Show, which I am honored to be a co-host of that show, along with Scott Dason, Dave McKay, and a whole lot of guests. And it's getting hot in the kitchen, boys and girls, as far as what's going on, because baseball is warming up. Hopefully it warms up in Detroit. But I'm done. Hey, have a great, great long weekend. Have some fun. Do some things. Stay safe, okay? All righty now.